Cuba's President Fidel Castro claims to have survived 637 assassination attempts since 1959. If Castro is right, he has defied death on average more than once a month for 42 years. Critics say he exaggerates his own peril. Castro seems to enjoy discussing his knack for survival. The Cuban government even has a museum dedicated to foiled plots against him. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports.
The exhibits at the Interior Ministry Museum in Havana display a host of plots and gadgets designed to finish off Fidel, from traditional guns to exploding cigars to a poisoned scuba diving suit. There's even a powder to make his beard fall out, a modern-day Samson and Delilah scheme designed to sap Castro's personal charisma. On a recent tour, museum curator Ileana Gil points to a detailed diagram showing stick figures hurling grenades into the bleachers of a baseball stadium. She explains how dissidents disguised as baseball fans once planned to blast Fidel out of the ballpark.
A few days before the game, during a security sweep, the suspects were apprehended. They had come to the ballpark to practice grenade throwing to see who had the best arm, who was best able to carry out the assassination. Sometimes people are so clever, they end up proving themselves stupid.
This recently opened museum is for both locals and foreigners. It's a shrine to the Cuban Revolution's comandante and deals primarily with U.S.-inspired coup plots within Cuba. But Castro has found himself in danger while traveling overseas as well. A large color photo from a 1971 press conference in Chile illustrates one of several failed efforts on foreign soil. One of the cameramen at that press conference had allegedly smuggled a pistol into the room inside his TV camera. Curator Gil says authorities only later learned of the plot and why it failed.
The assassin became afraid and lost his courage to follow through on the attack. They say he recognized one of the comandante's security agents and realized he was a relative of his. So, out of fear of being recognized, he got nervous and simply left.
Anti-Castro Cuban exiles later acknowledged financing the plot. A combination of luck and shrewdness have kept Castro from serious harm now for more than four decades. But Castro himself insists he cannot let down his guard. Indeed, at a Latin American summit in Panama last fall, Cuban intelligence tipped off Panamanian authorities to the presence of Luis Posada Carriles, a veteran from the failed 1961 Bay of Pigs invasion. Posada, along with three others, were allegedly planning an attack on Castro. Once the men were arrested, Castro added another notch to his belt and reveled in the attention.
I could qualify as an Olympic champion in conspiracies to eliminate me from this world. What fault is it of mine that they've always failed? I'm not responsible for that, right? When I get to heaven, I'm quite sure they'll take that into consideration.
Castro's brushes with danger have helped him create a deliberate aura of invincibility, serving his interests both abroad and at home. Professor William Leo Grand teaches government in the School of Public Affairs at American University.
The political message when Castro points out that the United States has failed time and time again to assassinate him, the political message is that he's invulnerable, that despite the best efforts of the most powerful country in the world, he's still in charge in Cuba. And the implicit message is that anybody who might oppose him on the island has no chance whatsoever.
Nevertheless, the U.S. is considering a bill that would send $100 million in aid to anti-Castro activists. At the Interior Ministry Museum, curator Ileana Gil says these exhibits show the world that any aid designed to subvert the Castro regime will fail.
They believe they can end our revolution by cutting down our commander, but it's a lie. They haven't been able to get rid of Castro, and they never will. They'll never be able to undermine our revolution.
Such revolutionary zeal has helped Cuba stand up to Washington's efforts to oust Castro. But Castro is now 74 years old, and in the not-too-distant future, the world will see whether the revolution can carry on without its founder. Then this museum, dedicated to socialist tenacity, will either add another exhibit to its collection, or it will close. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Havana.